call to order the March 10th Board of Supervisors meeting. Just as a reminder, all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. I could please ask everyone here to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, if you could please call the roll.
Supervisor Court?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo? Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Zabuda?
Here.
For President, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'll now open the floor for our first session of public comments. I'd ask speakers to please limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. And please, when you come up to the podium, indicate your name and address for the minutes, and we will conclude this session after 15 minutes. So the floor is yours.
I'm Teresa Peschel, and I live over at 48 Half Street. And I want to comment about your new statement here for visitor and public comments. If I understand this correctly, if a resident appears and they want to bring something up, they have to sit through the entire meeting if it does not relate to the agenda. Because I will read this. All public sessions of the board are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. Limit your comment to 3 minutes or less. Note, the purpose of the comment session is to discuss business that is only on this agenda. But then at the bottom it says, visitor public comments, the purpose of this comment session is to discuss business that is of concern to citizens. So if I'm reading this correctly, if I want to say, talk about the total lack of crosswalks between the bank and the CVS, I have to wait through a meeting all the way to the end because it's not going to be on the agenda. Is that correct?
The way the law is currently structured, yes, you can accept public comment for agenda items only at the beginning of the meeting, and anything that's subsequent that's not on the agenda is subject for the second public comment period. If the board chooses to waive that process, they can certainly do that.
Okay, because I've never seen this before on the agenda. So this is something new, and did you just find out about that?
It's part of the Sunshine Law, so there's nothing different for it, but if the board wants to waive that policy, it's certainly up to them.
I'd like to weigh in on this a little bit because I didn't realize that either, Teresa, until you called it out. This is the first time that I can recall that we've ever had it on the agenda this way. I'd almost prefer in the future that it didn't say that, but if there was a reason to structure public comment in the first section related to a specific item just for the ease of discussion and voting on a certain item rather than restricting people from talking about a topic not on the agenda at the beginning. Just my feeling.
Alrighty, and the other thing is, I'm so grateful that you are finally going to be doing the shade tree ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there going to be a discussion and verifying yes or no on the first issue regarding what says only on the agenda? Can you discuss that and take a vote to waive it or not? That was a question, and I didn't hear an answer.
Certainly up to the board.
Do we need to have a vote to waive it, or can
we
just...
No, if there's consensus from the members here, if you want to strike that from that, that's fine.
Given how few people there are this evening, and the only comments we've heard so far are about the agenda item, I think we could probably safely open it up to comments from residents about any topic, both in the beginning and the end of the meeting. I'm not sure how my fellow board members feel, but I don't see the harm in doing that.
We'll entertain any comments.
Frankly, I think the real reason behind that is that they didn't want the supervisors straying from their agenda. Not so much the public straying from their agenda. So I don't think it's a big deal as long as we're not the ones that are, you know, initiating that requirement.
Is there any additional public comment? Okay, Okay, hearing none, we will move on to the adoption of the minutes.
Excuse me, you didn't answer, is it waived or not?
The answer is yes.
Yes, it's waived. Yes.
As you said, thank you.
Is that for tonight or permanent?
We can make it permanent. So
do you want to make it permanent?
That's up to you.
We've not done it this way ever before, yeah. So unless there's a real, I again, personally, unless there's an issue that really needs concentrated comment at the beginning of the agenda so that we can focus on a specific vote, I'd rather that we leave it open unless we need to make a decision to change it at that meeting.
Right, and that's what I'm getting at.
Because sometimes we have things we need to get through.
Exactly.
You know, that aren't that important.
Exactly, so I think a temporary.
You do it when you need to do it, otherwise, we'll just hear it whenever they're ready to talk to us.
Touche. Yeah.
Okay. So it's waived for this evening, and we'll readdress this depending
on as needed basis.
As needed basis. Okay. Moving on to the first agenda item, the adoption of the minutes. Before us this evening are the adoption of minutes for the February 25th Board of Supervisors public hearing and the February 25th Board of Supervisors meeting. Are there any comments or corrections from board members? Okay. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adopt both sets of minutes.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I will abstain because I was absent from that meeting.
Passes. Thank you. Okay, moving on to our new business this evening. The first up is the consideration of the adoption of ordinance number 2020-01, amending chapter 201 of the Trees Code of the Derry Township, enacted by ordinance 712, entitled Township of Derry Street and Public Tree Ordinance. Mr. Emmerich, if I could please turn it over to you for an update.
Sure, I was just thinking if I move my whole part up to your part. On October 8th, 2019, the Board of Supervisors adopted Ordinance 712, which amended the prior tree ordinance. The new ordinance established a shade tree commission that was to include two supervisors. Upon further review by the board in January, it had been determined that the shade tree commission should first and foremost include members that have direct experience in forestry, horticulture, landscape, architecture, planning, zoning, environmental sciences, arboriculture, or related fields. This amendment removes the requirement for the two supervisors on the tree commission. It does not preclude a supervisor from being on the tree commission, however, it removes the requirement. While making the above reference change, we also tweaked two other areas of the ordinance. The first was related to the use of gender. We made it consistent with how we had adopted the 2019 zoning ordinance. The other minor change was preference of hiring certified arborists for tree work within the township. Lastly, and just as part of this agenda item, Tom Clark, who's not here this evening, had reviewed the Derry Township tree list and had made some modifications to that. The ordinance itself needs adopted as an ordinance. The tree list can be adopted by resolution. So I'll be looking for two actions tonight. And I'm recommending that ordinance number 2020-01 and resolution number 2020-07 be adopted.
And Mr. Reimer, can they both be done in the same motion?
I'm okay with it.
I will ask for a motion that ordinance number 2020-01 and resolution number 2020-07 are hereby adopted. Any discussion?
I prefer that we have discussion before the motion or after, but Mr. Irwin, just a quick question. I know we had talked several weeks ago about amending the number of residents who could serve on the committee. Where does that fall in the process?
So by removing the two supervisors,
does that enable more people to go on then?
Yes. Let me just.
Because I know we had so many really wonderful applicants, and it would have been very difficult to figure out which few to put on the Shade Tree Commission. I know we had talked about putting more on, at least initially in the first year, until we kind of got our arms around it and figured out kind of what the roles and responsibilities of the Shade Tree Commission were going to be.
So it's written to be a 5-member board. The Shade Tree Commission.
So by removing the supervisors, that allows us to add more residents, is that?
Total of five.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, I can have a motion to adopt ordinance number 2020-01 and resolution number 2020-07.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes, okay. Number B, adoption of a decision for conditional use application number 2020-01 for 759 Middletown Road as filed by Garg Enterprises LLC. Again, Mr. Emmerich, if you could bring us up to speed.
Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. As discussed at the public hearing on February 25th, 2020, the applicant Garg Enterprises proposes to use a facility at 759 Middletown Road in the Stoverdale Commons Center for the establishment of a gymnasium franchise, which is a math learning center to support students in kindergarten through grade 12. The Planning Commission at their meeting on February 4th did recommend that the conditional use application be adopted in accordance or with the following conditions, which are included in your agenda item. But before I go there, just a quick overview of what that was. It was a use not provided for in the ordinance, and in their application, they considered themselves similar to a school, to a karate studio, to some other uses. Staff felt that that was a reasonable parallel to intensity of use and intensity of water use and so on. So the conditions included in the decision are that the establishment of the mathnasium use shall be in substantial compliance with the information presented with the conditional use application and the Derry Township Board of Supervisors public hearing held on February 25th, 2020. That the grant of approval of the conditional use shall not relieve the applicant from filing and having the township approve any permit, land development, subdivision, or site plan which may be required by other township regulations or from otherwise complying with all township regulations. The grant of the approval of the conditional use shall expire if a zoning permit, building permit, or certificate of use and occupancy is not obtained within 12 months from the date of the grant of approval of the conditional use by the Board of Supervisors, and finally, mathnasium use shall meet all the requirements of the township that apply. So with that, I'm recommending adoption of the decision.
Questions or discussion? Okay. I could please have a motion that decision for conditional use application number 2020-01 is hereby adopted.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, and letter C, acceptance of final security for the stormwater management plan for Hemlock Court S218-024. And again, if you wouldn't mind giving us an update, Mr.
Absolutely, Madam Chair. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities for three new apartment buildings on Hemlock Court. The applicant and property owner is Hemlock Court Hershey LLC. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $113,756 is provided. The applicant has provided the security in the form of a bank letter of credit, number STB288, and has entered into the Township Standard Agreement to provide financial security to guarantee completion of improvements required by a stormwater management site plan and report. I am recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the financial security in the form of the bank letter of credit and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Hemlock Court LLC for the stormwater management plan for Hemlock Court S2018-024.
Okay. I move that the Board of Supervisors accept the final security in the form of Fulton Bank letter of credit number STB288 in the amount of $113,756 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Hemlock Court Hershey LLC for the stormwater management plan for Hemlock Court S218-04. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in
favor?
Aye.
Okay. Great. Motion passes. Moving on to our reports. Could go to my left and start with Supervisor Samuna.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have one thing, and it literally just came up let's see, Walmart and Sam's Club are going to be offering drug take-back kiosks. They're supposed to be rolling them out in the next few months. That's just a public service announcement. So, that's all I have. Thank you.
In addition, Chief Warner, you have those in the police department as well, correct?
Yes, we do. Actually, we're going to be getting a newer one in the coming weeks. It's probably going to be, I would say, three times as large as the one that's in there right now, so it'll hold a lot more medication.
Thank you. My only comment tonight is tomorrow is our next Hershey Area All Things Diversity event being held at Hershey Middle School, starting at 5:30 with a complimentary dinner. The program starts at 6 and ends at 7, and the topic is about building a more inclusive community for the LGBTQ community. And I did want to offer that certainly in light of everyone's concerns about health risks worldwide, as with every other event, we did evaluate this morning whether or not to move forward, and unanimously, there was no question that we wanted to move forward with the event. However, recognizing that some people may have extenuating health concerns or just would prefer to stay home, we simply asked people just to recommit their interest so that we had the proper amount of food provided. And we're going to be live streaming this tomorrow night for anybody who's interested. If you could just go to the Hershey Area All Things Diversity Facebook page, and don't laugh if the video shakes, because I'll be the one holding the camera. So we're excited to be able to get those messages out to the public and encourage people to join us in person or remotely so that they can learn more about making our community an even better place to live.
Okay, my only report is I'm headed to the Pennsylvania Association of Township Supervisors boot camp for the next 2 weekends to learn more about being a township supervisor. So I'm looking forward to 2 weekends in Exton, and I hope I can learn a lot and bring it back to your township. Supervisor Michael?
The only thing I have for this evening is the final numbers for the DTMA refinance, the bonds. They had hoped to save about $250,000 through the refinance, but the final number was $439,000 in savings on that bond refinance.
That was a great email to get this week when we found that out. Moving on to the rest of the reports, if we could start with Chief Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I apologize for last meeting. I had a family medical emergency, had to leave the meeting early. I did want to bring these issues up at the last meeting. Since the January 28th Board of Supervisors meeting, there was an issue brought up about East Dairy Road and possible speeding concerns on there. It was a reference to the construction at Mayo on the old Pinehurst building. We did collect some data. We did find a minor to moderate speeding issue along those stretches. We're going to do some enforcement and see if we can't bring some of the speeds down. I will note that Pennsylvania is the only state that doesn't use radar or LIDAR for municipal police, so kind of limits us to our enforcement efforts, but hopefully the legislature can correct that in the near future. The curve on Wood Road near the entrance, the back entrance to the Sheets complex, there was a complaint about vegetation growing out onto the roadway. We did check that out, and at this time there's no issue as far as sight distance or vegetation growing onto the roadway. Obviously we'll have to recheck that once the weather starts getting warmer and things start growing a little bit more. I think that is about it.
Thank you. Mr. Sassman?
Good evening. Just a quick reminder, this evening we're holding our fundraiser through Support at Iron Hill Brewery, and maybe we'll get to see everybody there.
I just want to let everyone know that we're about 3 weeks out from the construction being finished on the inside of the library, and then the exterior will wrap up by the end of April, so we're getting really close. And secondly, I just want to let everyone know that if they're not feeling well, they shouldn't come to the library, and that if they're worried about their books being due, they can call us and we will renew it as many times as we need. so you can stay home and feel better. So we're also going to be putting out a little messaging to, on social media and through our normal channels as well. Stay home if you don't feel well.
Ms. Lance?
I have nothing.
Okay. Mr. Manion?
Just very quickly, as the board can imagine, the department has been extremely busy since Thursday evening. We are in the process of moving our department to this building and getting out of the way for the contractors. The auction is currently live online. We're having a preview for bidders on March 16th from 12 to 5 where folks can come look at items. We have removal of items scheduled for March 19th, 20th from 8 to 5, which is a Thursday and Friday, and removal on March 21st from 9 to 2, which is a Saturday. The fence, contractors are bringing a fence on Monday, so the perimeter and mobilization fence will be starting to be erected. I've contacted the Derry Township School District because a lot of parents utilize our lot for pickup and drop-off, so they'll be getting communication out to the parents to make sure. We didn't want them just showing up and running into a gate there and not knowing what to do, so we're communicating with the district on that. We're also working out the logistics because during construction, Cocoa Castle, the tennis courts, basketball courts will all remain open. Majority of parking will occur on Cocoa Avenue. Working with the police department and looking at some safety enhancements along that corridor during construction time as well. So we'll be working out those logistics. Once again, the department is in the process of moving to this building. We hope to have all of our computers and desks and materials here by Friday. Next week, obviously, when the auction is going on, we'll be transitioning between this building and the recreation center. And by the end of next week, by the 23rd, Monday the 23rd, we should be fully located here. We do have our first project meeting with the contractors on Monday. Once again, a lot of moving parts, but I wanted to let the board know that we're in transition. So, thank you.
One really quick thing. You're going to have board bodies?
The one at Cocoa Castle will be placed on Friday.
Okay.
We had to get them out to bid, and we just got the results, and you're delivering Friday.
I just wanted everybody else to know that there's going to be something out there.
Yep.
Not that they're going to have to go over to race house.
Yeah.
Sure.
Believe me, they don't want to.
Thank you.
Mr. Banana?
Nothing.
Mr. Emmer?
Nothing this evening, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Duffer?
Nothing this evening,
thank you. Before we go into our last public comment section of the evening, we need to approve the accounts payable in the amount of $463,308.22 and payroll in the amount of $338,301.21. May I please have a motion to pay both the accounts payable and the payroll, please?
So moved.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and the motion passes. Thank you. So at that point, now we will open up the floor for our final public comment period of this meeting. Speakers are asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less, and please indicate your name and address for the minutes. Thank you.
I'm Teresa Peschel, and now that you have passed the shade tree ordinance, when will the composition of the shade tree commission be decided? The next Board of Supervisors, you'll send out an email. It'll go in the newsletter.
Mr. Christman.
Well, I believe in January we received a number of applicants, special included, which I think all are still relevant to come before the board for consideration. There's a lot of interest from folks. I think there's about 8 applicants or so.
Okay.
So the board will have to make some decisions on, you know, whether or not they want to continue with those folks.
So within the next couple of meetings?
Yeah, I would say within the next meeting or two, we'll have that before the board for consideration. And it would be nominated on here like we did a few meetings ago under reorg.
All right, thank you.
Rich Campbell, Occupy Road. Now that we're moving forward on the Recreation Center, requesting that, like they do with United Funds, they have a way of notifying the community where they are. I was just wondering on the capital funding program, if we could be updated somehow, either through the newsletter or if you can announce it, and any other financing. I know Matt's going to be working on trying to get some commitments from other people. But I think we need now to know the commitment to the financing and actually how much money do we have to spend. So is it possible that we can be updated on a capital funding project? And I think that, again, if it could be done on our webpage or on the newsletter or at each meeting, I think it's very important for the people in the community who are part of this program now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gannon. Hi there, my name is Kate Tonchek. I'm from 349 Cedar Avenue, and I'm just here in support of the Shade Tree Ordinance tonight, so thank you.
Thank you.
Dennis Trout, 2010 Locust Lane. I'd like to thank Mr. Crispin for his response to my request for information. Unfortunately, I don't know if there is a disconnect in what's being requested. I had spoken with Supervisor Zamuda before the meeting on the 5th. And what I'm seeking is Mr. Zamuda at the 28th of January meeting in the reports section indicated that morning you met with the traffic. In any event, you reported that the Tri-County Regional Planning Authority or Commission, I don't know which one it is, had provided a report to you about, was referring to a bypass or means of a direct link as a result of the proposed Amazon and other warehouses that were going in on 230. We did receive the information regarding Mr. Christman's letter and the letter back from PennDOT, but we still don't have, I don't know if you have a report or what it was from HERCO or Tri-County, but that information that you cited, Mr. Christman evidently doesn't have. And I don't have.
Right, and I mean, I don't have it either. I think maybe I misspoke, or it was actually a telephone call to HRG concerning that from Tri-County. It wasn't an actual report from them.
Right, and it was just that was the word that you used, report.
I'm sorry, then it was my fault.
Okay.
I apologize.
I take it that is going nowhere as a result of the response we've heard from PennDOT.
To my knowledge, unless we come up with several $1 million, I don't think anything's going to get done today.
Well, I would encourage the board to be reluctant to move forward on any more connections to Gramercy Place as planned, because all that will do is add more traffic to Middletown Road. It will encourage, unless it's the intent of this board, and I would discourage that, because all this does is benefit the developers. It doesn't bring in more tax dollars. For every dollar I think we take in or development, it costs $1.07 or something like that to take care of the additional infrastructure requirements. And I think it ill-advised to keep moving to, as they call it now, Campus West. All we'll do is invite more traffic to Middletown Road, and I don't see PennDOT or the township doing anything to reduce the traffic, but approving more development and cross-link roads, which will only aid people that have vested interest in improving the value of their land so that it can be developed. And it's been talked about for over a decade now. I would discourage that until you get some help out of PennDOT. And I do thank you all for trying to work with PennDOT and get that accomplished. Thank you.
Mr. Trout. Okay. Hearing no additional comments, may I please have a motion to adjourn this evening's meeting?
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.